For a moment, everything was quiet as Milo, Tok, and the humbug looked intently at the bottle, wondering what Dr. Discord would do next. Then, very faintly at first, they heard a low rumbling that sounded miles away. It grew louder and louder and louder and closer and closer and closer until it became a deafening, ear-splitting roar that seemed to be coming from inside the tiny bottle. Then, from the bottle, a thick, bluish smog spiraled to the ceiling, spread out, and gradually assumed the shape of a thick, bluish smog, with hands, feet, bright yellow eyes, and a large, frowning mouth. As soon as the smog had gotten completely out of the bottle, it grasped the beaker of liquid, tilted back what would have been its head, if it really had one, and drank it all in three gulps.
"Oh, that was good, Master!" he bellowed, shaking the whole wagon. "I thought you'd never let me out. Terribly cramped in there."
"This is my assistant, the awful Din," said Dr. Discord. "You must forgive his appearance, for he really doesn't have any. You see, he is an orphan whom I raised myself without benefit of governess or any other assistance."
"No nurse is good nurse,"
interrupted the Din, doubling up with laughter, if you can imagine a thick bluish smog doubling up with laughter. "For I found him," continued the doctor, ignoring this outburst, "living alone and unwanted in an abandoned soda bottle, without family or relatives."
"No niece is good niece!"
roared the Din again, with a laugh that sounded like several sirens going off at once, and he slapped at where his knee should have been. "And brought him here," continued the exasperated Discord, "where, despite his lack of shape or features, I trained—"
"No nose is good nose!"
thundered the Din once again as he collapsed in another fit of hysterics and clutched his sides. "I trained him as my assistant in the business of concocting and dispensing noise," finished the doctor, mopping his brow with a handkerchief.
"No noise is good noise!" exclaimed the humbug happily, trying to catch the spirit of things.
"That's not funny at all,"
sobbed the Din, who went to a corner and sulked. "What is a Din?" asked Milo, when he had recovered from the shock of seeing him appear.
"You mean you've never met the awful Din before?" said Dr. Discord in a surprised tone. I thought everyone had. When you're playing in your room and making a great amount of noise, what do they tell you to stop?"
"That awful Din," admitted Milo.
"When the neighbors are playing their radio too loud, late at night, what do you wish they'd turn down?"
"That awful din," answered Tok.
"When the street on your block is being repaired, and the pneumatic drills are working all day, what does everyone complain of?"
"The dreadful row,"
volunteered the humbug brightly.
"The dreadful row,"
cried the anguished din,
"was my grandfather. He perished in the great silence epidemic of 1712.
Milo felt so sorry for the unhappy Din that he gave him his handkerchief, which was immediately covered in bluish, smoggy tears.
"Thank you,"
groaned the Din.
"That's very kind. But I certainly can't understand why you don't like noise,"
he said.
"Why, I heard an explosion last week that was so lovely I cried for 2 days."
The very thought of it upset him so much that he began to sob all over again in a way that sounded almost exactly like a handful of fingernails being scratched across a mile-long blackboard. He buried his head in the doctor's lap. "He's very sensitive, isn't he?" asked Milo, trying to comfort the emotional Din.
"It's true," agreed Dr. Discord. "But he's right, you know, for noise is the most valuable thing in the world."
"Well, King Azaz says words are," said Milo.
"Nonsense!" the doctor roared. "Why, when a baby wants food, how does he ask?"
"He screams,"
answered the Din, looking up happily.
"And when an automobile wants gas?"
"It chokes,"
he shouted again, jumping for joy.
"When a river wants water, what does it do?"
"It creaks,"
bellowed the Din as he collapsed into a fit of uncontrolled laughter.
"And what happens when a new day begins?"
"It breaks,"
he gasped, joyfully from the floor, a look of utter bliss covering his face.
"You see how simple it is,"
the doctor said to Milo, who didn't see at all. And then, turning to the tear-stained, smiling Din, he remarked,
"Isn't it time for you to go?"
"Where to?" asked Milo. Perhaps we're going the same way.
I think not,
the Din replied, picking up an armful of empty sacks from the table.
For I'm going on my noise collection rounds. You see, once a day I travel throughout the kingdom and collect all the wonderfully horrible and beautifully unpleasant noises that have been made, pack them into my sacks, and bring them back here for the doctor to make his medicines from.
And a good job he does,
said Dr. Discord, pounding his fist on the table.
So wherever the noise is, that's where you'll find me,
said the Din with an appreciative smile.
And I must hurry along, for I understand that today there's to be a screech, several loud crashes, and a bit of pandemonium.
And in which direction are you going?
Asked the doctor, mixing another brew. To Digitopolis, replied Milo.
How unfortunate,
he said as the Din shuffled toward the door.
How very unfortunate, for then you must pass through the Valley of Sound.
Is that bad?
Asked the perpetually worried Humbug. The Din paused in the doorway with a look of extreme horror on his almost featureless face, and the doctor shuddered in a way that sounded very much like a fast-moving freight train being derailed into a mountain of custard.
Well, you might ask, for you will find out soon enough,
was all he would say as he sadly bade them farewell, and the Din galloped off on his rounds.